Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. I know I haven't posted too many episodes recently, but I figure Christmas is just past, the New Year's coming up, and I figured we'd take a moment to reflect on what we're going to do in the New Year. Not reflect on this year. This year is, let's just say, in the overall aspect of the world, it has been a dumpster fire. And in the aspect of me personally, it's been all right. Reminds me of that fine analogy, F-I-N-E, from that heist movie where they steal the gold. Okay, anyway. What are you going to do in the new year? What are you going to change? How are you going to change your life? And if you have a New Year's resolution, why are you waiting a week to start it? Why not start today? You know, you have 6 days to the new year. You could have, say you do it for an hour a day. That's six extra hours between now and the new year that you could have working on your goals. So why wait? Besides that, it's been proven that of all the New Year's resolutions that everyone always makes, don't quote me on the numbers because it's been a long time since I looked it up, but like 99% of people fail within the first 21 days. So, for example, if your goal is to go to the gym every day or diet, most people quit within 21 days. Why is that? Well, it's a habit. In order to form a habit, you have to do the habit for it. You have to do that thing every single day for 21 days to form a habit. If you miss 2 days in a row, you can break a habit. If you don't do it for 2 days, you've broken your 21 days of work. And you have to start all over. That's why most people quit within the first 21 days, because they haven't formed the habit. I heard one time about, say specifically with going to the gym, there was this one guy, and he said, he was telling the guy that was coaching him or whatever, was saying, you know, just show up to the gym. And so this dude, you know, massively overweight, all he did was show up to the gym. He would walk in the gym, walk around the gym for 5 minutes, and then leave. That's all he did. He showed up to the gym every day for 3 weeks, did not touch a single weight. Because all he wanted to do is build the habit of showing up to the gym. And then what happened? After that, and he just kept going, he had built the habit of showing up. What happened? He started lifting. He started losing weight. He started getting in shape. Because he built the habit of showing up first. There's a great book called Atomic Habits. It's worth the read. About building habits. And, you know, write down, write, I will go to the gym at whatever time. So say, you don't say, I'll go to the gym. That's it. You say, I will go to the gym on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at 7 a.m. for 1 hour. And so where are you going to be on Wednesday at 7 a.m.? You're going to be in the gym. That's where you've scheduled. And you do habit stacking. So then you say, when I'm done with the gym, I will go get a coffee. I don't know. I'm just making shit up. You get, you know, or say your task is cook breakfast. I'll cook breakfast at 7 a.m. After breakfast, I will clean the kitchen. After I clean the kitchen at 8 a.m., I will do this. And you just, it's called habit stacking. Really cool idea. Really good book. I wanted to talk about a different book as we're moving into the new year. It's by Seneca. It's called On the Shortness of Life. Yeah, I just posted the YouTube video and posted on X, aka Twitter. So my Twitter handle is stupid because I don't know why it's named weird, but it's Chasing Par 2, the number 2, not spelled out. Chasing Par, P-A-R, 2. So that's me. And but once you go to the profile, it'll say the schizophrenia life. So I don't know how to change this. But anyway, I posted the video on X and I posted it on YouTube. YouTube obviously is the schizophrenia life. My goal, I'm really pushing, YouTube's a lot of work. I don't have as much time to work on YouTube, but X, with its new monetization, and they basically opened up for people to earn money on YouTube, just like YouTube, on X. And so I'm really, you can't get into the program unless you have 1,000 followers, so that's what I'm working towards right now. That's my goal. If I can start making money on YouTube or X enough to cover the bills to where I can go full-time training and then make it onto a professional golf tour, that would be the dream come true. I know I'm good enough. I'm not good enough right now. I need to train every day, you know, through every month that the golf course is open. I need to be out on the golf course 8 hours a day training. I don't have time to do that. I got a wife, 3 kids, and I got a full-time job. The only way that I can train full-time is if I'm making money from somewhere else. That's why I'm looking for sponsors, or I'm trying to build up X right now to start making money. Like, I want to be making golf YouTube videos and stuff like that, but I need time. I don't have the time, and I'm too old to, I have too much responsibility, you know, 3 kids, wife, mortgage. I can't just quit my job and say, I'm going to go play golf. I can't do that. I got to keep the bills paid. I got to keep food on the table. And so until I have enough money coming in from YouTube and X or the podcast, I can't chase my dream. But that's the dream, like playing golf for a living. I love golf. I love everything about it. Like, I get so much enjoyment out of training. Even when I'm out there playing in the fucking rain and in the wind, and you're like, man, this fucking sucks and it's cold. And then you hit a fucking beautiful shot and it makes it all worth it. Like, I love golf. I just wish I had more time to train. Legit, you need to be at least 8 hours a day training if you want to make it to the top level. And I just don't have the time right now without sponsorships or money coming in from somewhere. I see all these posts on X. If we paid you this amount of money, would you quit your job and play golf every day? And I'm like, yeah. But they never actually give you any money. They're just trying to get fucking clicks and comments. And I'm like, and I commented, obviously they got me. I commented, like, this is fucking stupid because no one ever actually pays, you know? They're like, hey, if I give you X amount of money, will you play golf every day? Yeah, of course. But, sorry, I went off on a little tangent. But that's my dream. So for 2024, I'm going to try to build X and YouTube enough to pay the bills, basically, so that I can start training full time. And once I'm training full time, obviously, I'll start making more money from things like YouTube because I'll actually be able to invest the time into making more videos and stuff. That's all I need is time. But when you got 3 kids and a shitload of bills, time is one thing you don't fucking have. Oh, I've been trying to do spaces on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. I've been trying to do spaces where you can just talk to people. And I join spaces and talk to people, and that's cool and all. But I've been hosting my own spaces, but no one ever joins to talk to me. So I've done 3 so far. The first 2 I only kept it open for like 15 minutes and no one joins. But I did one tonight. I waited an hour. I invited tons of people. No one came. So I sat there and talked to myself, just like I do during the podcast. But it's okay. I'm going to keep trying. That's all I can do. I can just keep trying. One day, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be a professional golfer. That's my goal. Even if I don't become a professional golfer, I shouldn't say my goal is to be a professional golfer. My goal is to play golf for a living. Whether that's playing golf and making YouTube videos or playing golf professionally, I don't care which way it goes. My goal is to play golf, to get paid to play golf. That's my goal. I want to play golf every single day. That's my goal. And I want to be able to pay the bills. That's it. I don't need to be rich. I don't need to make a shitload of money. I just want to make enough to pay the bills. And I even thought about doing, you know, those fundraising websites and shit. And I'm just like, nah, that's never going to work. So, if you want to support me, go to @ChasingPar2, the number 2, on X, and follow. Or go to YouTube, The Schizophrenia Life, and follow, or subscribe. And every time you see me post, just holler. Say, hey, good job. No, I'm just kidding. You don't need to do that. Just like, share, get everyone you've ever met in your life to follow. You need 1,000 subs on YouTube or 1,000 followers on X to be able to start earning money. Obviously, you're not going to earn a lot of money at the beginning, but to even start, you need 1,000. That's just like my TikTok. I can't even go live on TikTok because I don't have 1,000. So TikTok's the same at The Schizophrenia Life. So that's my goal for 2024. What is your goal? Go on X and comment on this episode. As soon as I'm done, I'm going to post it on X. And go on X and tell me what your goal for 2024 is. Have a wonderful day.